This episode is brought to you by Captain Morgan Sliced. Since the dawn of bread, people have known the truth. Sliced is better. That's why new Captain Morgan Sliced went all in on four bold, deliciously sliced cocktail-style flavors. Pineapple Daiquiri, Strawberry Margarita, Mango Mai Tai, and Passion Fruit Hurricane. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find Sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly. 21 plus only.
I'm Abby Hornacek.
I'm Ben Domenech.
I'm Dana Perino, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Monday, January 30th, 2023. I'm Eben Brown. A tense weekend and a restless Sabbath in Israel, where a Palestinian gunman left many dead outside a synagogue in a Jewish East Jerusalem neighborhood on a day for marking victims of Nazi genocide and in advance of a visit by the U.S. Secretary of State.
The world is concerned now with what might happen here. And also, I think because of Shabbat and because it was International Holocaust Day, it struck a chord.
This is the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until
that presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case
unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools. I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com, designed for work.
As prayer services in Jerusalem marking the start of Shabbat, the Sabbath, were letting out, gunshots rang in the neighborhood of Neve Yaakov. It means Jacob's Oasis. Seven people were shot dead. A Palestinian was the gunman.
It was a shock, mostly because I think it was one of the deadliest attacks we've witnessed in years.
Yonat Freeling is our producer in our Fox News Jerusalem Bureau. Shabbat, which starts Friday night, was one of grief this past weekend, all while Palestinian leaders in the West Bank set off fireworks and handed out candy in celebration. It followed International Holocaust Remembrance Day, and international condolences came along with pleas of restraint. And now U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is there.
It didn't happen inside the synagogue, but it's a very close proximity to it. And some of the people who were killed, among them a 13-year-old boy, were on their way to a Bible lesson in the synagogue. Usually in Jerusalem, Shabbat and Friday, everything shuts down, or most of the things shuts down. Everything is very quiet. People are observing here Shabbat. And so when our phone started to beep from the attack, it was just, I was on a dinner and it was just shocking and surprising. And then to figure out the way it went, because the Palestinian assailant went from one place to the other, starting shooting, then went into his car, waited for a few minutes. People came down to help the casualties, and then he shot them again. With some of them even spoke. And then he fled toward another northern part of Jerusalem, which is a Palestinian neighborhood. And then he was arrested by Israeli police. But it was so somber. And many people, because it's Shabbat, don't have their phone open. And you could hear in the morning and throughout the night that the horrible news is starting to pick up, and people, the atmosphere here was very heavy, very somber. And then we woke up the next morning, and around 11 o'clock, there was another shooting attack in a different place, in a different neighborhood in East Jerusalem. Two people were wounded, a father and his son, his 20 years old son. They were on their way again from Shabbat prayer. And the assailant on the second attack was a 13-year-old boy. Just imagine how a 13-year-old boy takes a pistol, hides behind a car, and then lurk around to wait for a family of people and try to kill them. For me, it was just devastating.
Most people might not understand that. So many people do turn off their electronic devices for Shabbat, going back even before the time there were cell phones. So for a lot of people, they don't even know this is going on until after. We had that scenario here in the United States when there were attacks at synagogues, Tree of Life in Pittsburgh, the Chabad in Poway, California. So many people, those happened on Shabbat. So many people didn't even know about it until Saturday night here. So that has to be a phenomenon there as well, right? I mean, there's a secondary wave of shock because of that.
It is.
Yeah, tell me about that.
And we usually hear the sirens here. Jerusalem, you can hear it, especially when it's quiet at night. You can hear everything that's happening. And so people who used to live here used to count sirens. One, you hope that this is someone who's on his way to the hospital to give birth. And then if you count more than three, you figure out that something has happened. And on Shabbat, on Friday night and on Shabbat morning, the siren went on and on and on. On Friday, we had seven different ambulances for the casualties and five more for the wounded. So, and they were scattered around the three hospitals here in Jerusalem, and the same in on Shabbat morning with the two people who were wounded. I live next to a synagogue here in Jerusalem, and you could hear the shock of the people during the prayer hours. They went outside, heard the sirens, and someone said, "What happened? What happened?" And a secular person said, "There was a shooting attack this morning, and there was one." And you could sense their shock. Nobody expected, and especially on Shabbat, on Friday. And then there's like it sinks in, and so In America, you are also, unfortunately, familiar with mass shootings. And so you probably can know the notion and the sense of how your heart is heavy with sadness and concern to the people.
Let's put you back into reporter mode for a moment here. What was the government reaction following this? Obviously, emergency services, but There's a new government, a right-wing government, one that is expected to have a much more stronger stance on these types of things and interactions with Palestinians in general. But what's been happening over the past few days from that regard?
So as expected, this is it's considered to be the most hawkish or most right-wing government in Israel history. It has been established just a month and a half ago with Benjamin Netanyahu and other his partners from the coalition. And the new national security minister, Itamar Ben-Gvir, was elected and has risen in the election for standing for a very strict and very forceful reactions against Palestinians' attack here in Israel and in the West Bank. And he indeed vowed that he's going to cut short all the measures that used to be in place by the Israeli government and the Israeli security forces. And so right on the following day, on Sunday morning, the Israeli police and the Israeli army have sealed the homes of the two Palestinian assailants. It's a practice that is done previously. It usually goes through judicial system, but this time they went into a very fast track. There was a lot of criticism about this move. And the next phase is probably going to be something that also common practice here in the West Bank of demolishing the houses of the Palestinian assailants. This is a way to maybe deter potential future assailants. Some people think that it only encouraged other people to retaliate. It make them hate the Israeli government more, and so on. There were mass arrests of family members from both of the family of the assailants. This has sparked several riots in the mixed or Arab neighborhood here in Jerusalem. And the Israeli police is on very high alert here in Israel, in Jerusalem and around Israel, fearing of what they call inspiration attack or copycats. Attacks.
We're speaking with Yonat Frilling, who is our producer at our Fox News Jerusalem Bureau, on the terror attack and the response from the weekend and the visit of U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken to Israel. On the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition, we'll have more straight ahead.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
There's something that I had read that to me was a bit unusual or new, but there was a general announcement that those who are licensed to carry their firearms, that they should carry them, and that there might be a legislation fast track to make it easier for one who lives in Israel to get their firearms license. That seemed like a new thing to me. I hadn't heard that before.
I think the last time it was raised, it was about 10 years ago in the last very, very extensive round of violence. It's something that has been proven a bit of problematic in the past because many people who carry the guns or are more inclined to be involved in domestic violence. And there's some sort of a correlation between domestic violence cases and death here and things like that. So they froze it for a while. But yes, I think people who are now are eligible or have been applied in the past, I would say 2 years, and haven't gotten their license yet, can reapply, or maybe the process is going to be shorter. I know from Israeli media reports that there was a spike in getting arms here. And people usually feel more secure. In the past, it was proven, I have to say, that many of the assailants in past attacks were shot by civilians who carry arms, maybe policemen on vacation, soldiers on vacation. Even on Shabbat morning, one of the wounded, the Israeli, he's now in better condition, but he was at the beginning was seriously wounded. He was a soldier on a holiday or on a Shabbat holiday. He carried his arm, and before he fell down, he managed to shoot the Palestinian assailant, wound him. But yes, it is something that is significant. There are concerns of the safety of people, and there are some communities here in Israel that cannot, if you haven't served in the army, you can't carry a gun.
Let's talk about the international reaction. There has been condemnation about this. I know from some of the Abraham Accord nations, they have expressed their sorrow. They've expressed their condemnation. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is now in your country. How have the reactions been? And then we can talk about the Iranian rhetoric response after that. But let's talk about what others have said so far.
Yes, it was in fact a very touching a day throughout Friday night and Shabbat morning. There was a significant and vast condemnation from all Western countries, including some of the Arab neighboring countries as well. Abraham Accord, Turkey condemned the attack. The Saudi Arabia issued a very rare statement. It did not condemn the attack, but it did voice a concern of the escalation. It's something that we haven't seen before. Maybe with the Blinken visit, something might hinting in the next future. It's also on the agenda today. Even President Zelensky, one of the fatalities is a former Ukrainian citizen, and she was killed, and he also condemned the attack and gave his condolences. There was a phone call between President Biden and Netanyahu on Friday night, something that rarely happens. Biden issued a statement very quickly, offering his help as well. And so, yes, it is. The world is concerned now with what might happen here in Israel and the Palestinians. It's always been an issue, but I think that the spike in escalation and violence attempts, and also I think because of Shabbat and because it was International Holocaust Day, it struck a chord, a specific chord, a sad one.
Let's talk about the Secretary of State's visit. What exactly is he doing in country? What do people hope he will see and hear?
He's been in country. He arrived earlier today. He's already met with the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, with the Foreign Minister, the President. He's going to meet with the opposition leaders as well. And tomorrow he's going to visit the Palestinian Authority. Earlier today, he met with President al-Sisi from Egypt. On the agenda at the beginning, the main issue was Iran. Israel has been pushing significantly against any type of weaponizing Iran and against the Iranian threat and the entrenchment here in the Middle East, in Syria, in Gaza, in Lebanon. But I think that Blinken is also concerned about two major things that he's already expressed. One is the escalation with the Palestinian, and the second thing is the civil society here in Israel and the judicial. Some call it overhaul, some call it changes, some call it reform, depends on who you are. He did surprise, it seemed that he was surprising Prime Minister Netanyahu in his statement when he said that the United States will push for democracy in Israel. And it's something that you rarely hear when they come here, because Israel is considered to be a very democratic state. So I think it caught Netanyahu by surprise. I know that it has been raised in the private meeting between the two and the private meeting with the president.
Yonat Ferling, you are our producer in our Jerusalem Bureau. Thank you so much for being with us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.